SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on November 21st, 2010. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We're going to talk about the War of the Gods. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we're at a pivotal time in history where the one true God, God Almighty, the creator of all things, who stretched forth the heavens like a tent and inhabits the eternity, is the true God. And he will battle and confound every false god, every false idol, and those that worship them will be completely confounded. That's a fact. And this is why the Spirit of God today is urging every single person to come to him, to call upon him, to repent. God commands all men everywhere to repent and to believe on his Son, Jesus Christ. It's the only way we can be justified, because we've all gone astray. We've all been like sheep, going our own way, and it's transgressed against the God. But since the beginning of the world, in the fall of Adam and Eve, God promised eternal life before the world began. And the gospel of his Son has been seen through history, manifested, proclaimed through the prophets since the world began. The coming of the Lord appointed time. He's made like the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, and is condemned through Jesus Christ. So why would anyone choose to have the wrath of God when they can find the grace of God? See, there's two cups offered today. This Jesus, or an absolute war and wrath and tribulation for those that deny him. Some amazing texts in the scripture I've been coming across over the last several days, and I want to read them more as a proclamation. So that people consider the awesomeness of the living God. This is from 1 Corinthians 8:4 and following. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there's none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there's but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. This is Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13 and following. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. Yea, he shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I've been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands. And I will dry up the pools. That's the Lord, living God. Verse 17, they shall be turned back. They shall be a greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, here are gods. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who's blind but my servant, or deaf is my messenger that I sent? Who's blind as he that is perfect, and blind is the Lord's servant, seeing many things, but ye observe not, opening the ears, but he hears not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivers, for a spoil, and none says restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore, he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to his heart. God's had a people in history. Started with a faithful man named Abraham before the law of Moses. And God promised Abraham that he would make a nation of him, more than sands of the sea. A promise was made before the law. That seed that would come is Christ. And that's, we know this in Galatians chapter 3 and chapter this. By faith. But being stubborn, self-willed, in the flesh, we cannot please God. We are to be righteous by submitting to the righteousness of faith. This is what God called us to. Isaiah 43, verse 10, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, I have saved, and I've showed, but there was no strange God among you, therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will hinder it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. Interesting text, because what God's going to do to Babylon is profound. Babylon is in the Bible, many texts. Most powerful nation in the world. The richest nation in the world. It sits upon many waters. A land of idols, a land of mixed people, mixed languages, a country that has influence from world leaders and has led them astray. World leaders meet on its land. Babylon has merchandise throughout all the world. Babylon is arrogant, boastful, and prideful, thinks that she sits as a king, queen. She thinks she'll know no harm. She thinks she does evil behind the scenes and no one knows. She's deceived. She's very immoral and has led astray the world. And Babylon will meet its maker. As God dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall the Lord deal with Babylon. Even now, the sword of the Lord with multiple judgments is upon the land of Babylon, upon her leaders, upon the waters, upon the crops. And the shame of her nakedness is being confounded and revealed even now. Psalms 64. Hear my, O God, my prayer. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly they shoot at not. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They commune of laying snares privily or secretly. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and heart is deep. That God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. All men fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. They shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Read this scripture. I can see. Can I ask, can you see? Well, this is the conspiracy against the Lord. What is a conspiracy? To violate the law, to secretly behind covert plot, violate the law and harm people, execute this plan. There are wicked men today. There are very wealthy, rich men of the earth that banded together and compromised world leaders to execute this wicked plan of rebellion against the Lord, against his Christ, as the Psalms 2, and against the, not only all creation, all humans of the earth, but also the people of God that love the Lord, the meek of the earth, the ones that love their enemies, the ones that bless those that curse them, the ones that did good to those that hated them, the ones that prayed and blessed those that hated them. Oh, Jesus. And it will seem for a moment that they have their victory over God's little people. But God will confound, because God will judge them in righteous wrath, and they will be vindicated by being raised from the dead. And death will have no victory. And they will reign forever with the Lord. Psalm 49. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark sing upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is precious, and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he sees that wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, being in honor, abides not. He's like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approved their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laden with grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou dost well to yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understands not is like the bees that perish. Coming, a one-world government. We've seen this before in history. When Nimrod, the great hunter, raised the kingdom in Babylon, they were building a tower that would ascend into the heavens, and they felt there was nothing they could do. And God saw this and came down and confounded them. This is why we have multiple languages. That there's an ancient, ancient desire to rule the world and govern. A tyrannical kingdom that is totally opposite the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, he's king. He is sitting right now at the right hand of his Father, expecting all his enemies to be brought to his footstool. He has laid down his life on the earth for the sins of all, to redeem us unto God through faith in his blood. He was buried. He was quickened and raised from the dead, just as he said he would, after 3 days, according to the scriptures. But Jesus gave his life. He loved. He was faithful to his Father. But there's a wicked spirit in the earth, a spirit of darkness, prince of the power of the air, that seeks to be like God and mocks God and mimics God, but he's full of hate, lies, murder. This is speaking of Moses. Hebrews 11:27 and following. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured at seeing him who is invisible. This is an important text, because Moses, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to God face to face, who saw visions of the Lord, God used mightily to deliver his people through an event that foreshadowed his son Jesus. That was the killing of the lamb, innocent, without blemish. And they had the blood to the lintel and the doorpost. And when God saw the blood, the destroyer passed over. There was a great cry in the land that day. God confounded the gods. And so are we coming to a pivotal time, as I said, when there will be another great Babylon and a one world government, because the harlot, Babylon, rides upon the beast. World prominence, world power. And we need to keep our eyes on him that's invisible and not fear the wrath of the king, not fear the beast, not fear the Antichrist, the son of perdition, but fear God. And this is what Jesus told us, ladies and gentlemen. Do not fear him that can kill your body, but fear him that after his killed body can throw you into Sheol, the departed death. Fear him. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. We need to have our eye constantly on the invisible God, constantly under our submission to him, his lordship, his power, his authority, in the way we live. Having understanding what's going on in this age, because this will come to pass. That the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. There's coming a time where this war of the gods will take place, where God Almighty shall completely confound the graven images, the demons, and those that worship them. I'm going to read to you from Revelation 19. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. One of the great evils that Babylon does the persecuting of God's children, the ones that had faith in him and listened to his voice and followed him. Babylon has done great evils, and God is allowing the cup of her iniquity to fill, and God is letting the of his holiness fill and unleash it in fury against Babylon. But the fifth seal talks about the slaying, the martyrdom of his holy people in the last days. Again, they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of many mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. I fell down at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See that thou do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to owls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. You may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sat on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. It was taken with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive to a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeds out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Even so, Lord, amen. Righteous hast thou judged, O Lord God. And who will not fear the Lord when his judgments are made manifest? Isaiah 47. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There's no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for ye shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones, grind meal, uncover your locks, make bare the leg, uncover your thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent. Get thee into darkness, O daughter of Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I polluted my inheritance, and I gave them in your hand, and you did show them no mercy. Upon your ancients has thou been very deep, laid heavy bondage. You said, I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not lay these things to your heart, neither did you remember the latter end of it. Therefore, hear now this, you that are given to pleasures, that dwells carelessly, that says in your heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon you in their perfection for the multitude of your sorceries and for the great abundance of your enchantments. You've trusted in your wickedness. You've said, none sees me. Your wisdom, your knowledge, it has perverted you. And you've said in your heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon you. You shall not know from whence it rises. And mischief shall fall upon you. You shall not be able to put it off, and desolation shall you suddenly, which you shall not know. Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries, wherein you've labored from your youth. If so be, you shall be able to profit. If so be, you may prevail. You're wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves in the power of the flame. There shall not be a cold to warm at, nor fire to soar it. Thus shall they be unto you with whom you have labored, even thy merchants from your youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save you. Talking about the war of the gods with the one true God who's loving, powerful, wise, was the only Savior whose sacrifice gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would in him would not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but through him might be saved. But this is the condemnation, that men loved darkness rather than light, and they would not come to the light, lest their deeds would be exposed. That you can't come to God, because the sacrifice has already been offered, and you can lay down your life, repent, and believe on him, and be washed, and have that burden set off your life. You can find new life in Jesus. Or have all this destiny that's proclaimed in the scriptures, that's being declared here, come upon you. Psalm 115, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name give glory, for your mercy and for your truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where's now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they move not. Feet have they, walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He's their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He's their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm 15. Call upon the Lord. Draw near to the Lord. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and his thoughts, for the Lord's ways and his thoughts are higher as the heavens are above the earth. Your ways are not his ways, but you can come to the cross today. You can confess Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your King. You can turn from the gods of this world. You can turn before from the beast, the Antichrist, that hates the Lord and hates you, and safety and refuge in the Lord. And so shall you ever be with him for eternity, if you will call upon the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O Lord, we magnify you today to this great word, that you shall defeat the gods, you shall defeat the idols, you shall defeat the gods of the imagination, you shall defeat the ones that are self-willed, serving themselves. O Lord, and you will save those that have faith in you. You will save those that are weak in themselves but strong in you. Thank you today for the fulfillment of the scriptures. Thank you, Holy Father. Righteous, true are you, O Lord.